Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, it is time once again to grab that terrible towel and start rooting for your Pittsburgh Steelers. They escaped Buffalo with a big win last week, 23-16, in a game that a lot of people did not think that they had any business even showing up to. Well, this week, they return home for their Heinz Field opener against the Las Vegas Raiders. Yes, Sin City is coming to Steel City, and I think it's going to be quite exciting. Now, you know what the rooting guide is all about, and last week, gosh, we had a root for the Raiders. We got to scout the Raiders and cheer for them to beat the Ratbirds of Baltimore, and they did just that in very weird fashion. If the Raiders have 9 lives, a lot of them might be gone, and they got beat up along the way as well, but do not count out a team that wins like that. They might just be getting momentum on their side. Now, of course, this is the most important game on the schedule for Steeler Nation. Despite it being early in the season, look, fans have got to look at all other teams as threats to their postseason aspirations, thus the rooting guide. So look, I know what you're saying. It's like, Brian, there's 17 more weeks to go after this one. The playoffs don't matter right now. They always matter because when it comes down to it, one game might be the difference between seeding, between making the playoffs altogether for your Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is a really big deal each and every week. So we know the Steelers have got to win to be contenders. And it's all right if you assume the Steelers are going to win in the rooting guide when you're looking at the other teams. There's special rules to the rooting guide. I get it. It is never too early to get an early advantage on the competition in the AFC. You have to. So even though it's not the black and gold playing in all of these games, other contests really do matter to the Pittsburgh Steelers and to Steelers Nation. What we have here is the rooting guide like we did all of last year. We're continuing it on this year. Here's a guide to other significant matchups and whose losses the Steelers would benefit from so much more. So let's take a look at the power rankings in the AFC. What we're usually going to do, we're going to typically go ahead and take the seedings, the standings in the AFC, but we really don't have standings worked up yet because you've got two records, 1-0 and 0-1. So for the time being, we look at the power rankings. At number 16, the Jacksonville Jaguars are down 2 notches, and they are in last place in the AFC as of this moment after that loss to the Houston Texans. At number 15, it's the Jets, 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 Jets. No change for them. They lost to the Panthers. They remain at number 15. The Houston Texans, this was the team that everybody thought was going to go 0-16. They said, not so fast, my friends. And they won their very first game. But remember, the team that they beat, the Jacksonville Jaguars, beat the Colts in week one and really didn't win the rest of the season. They lost 15 straight. After that, ending up with Trevor Lawrence in the draft. So there's still hope if you're a Houston Texans fan to get that number one pick overall. So last week they were 16. They are now number 14. No change for the Cincinnati Bengals, who remain at 13 despite defeating the Minnesota Vikings last week. The Denver Broncos, they were winners last week, but they remain at number 12. The Vegas Raiders, they were winners last week, but they remain at number 11. The Tennessee Titans, they are our biggest droppers this week. The Arizona Cardinals came into their house in Music City and throttled them vociferously. And you know what happened? They have dropped down to number 10 in the rankings, and they've got the Seahawks this week. We'll talk about them in the rooting guide. This could be tough sledding for Mike Vrabel's boys. Number 9, up one spot, the New England Patriots. They seem to have hovered around the 10 spot all of last year. They are now in the top 10 after losing only by 1 point to the Miami Dolphins. The Indianapolis Colts lost last week, and they could be down again this week after losing to the Seattle Seahawks. They've got a very tough task this week. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Down one spot to number eight. At number 7, it's the Miami Dolphins, winners against New England. They go ahead and jump up 2 spots from last week's number 9. Another 2-spot jumper, the Los Angeles Chargers, jumping up like lightning. Last week they were number 8, they're number 6, courtesy of beating the Washington football team. Down 2 spots was last week's number 3, the Baltimore Ravens. They dropped one of the weirdest Monday Night Football games, one of the weirdest games I've ever seen of all time. They dropped that game in overtime. They are now your 5th ranked team in the ESPN Power Rankings. At number 4, your Men of Steel, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last week they were number 6. They jump up 2 big notches to land as one of the 4 best in the AFC. The Cleveland Browns are up 1 spot despite losing to the Kansas City Chiefs. They had late gaffes, but they were able to go ahead and continue to move up. They are considered the 3rd best team in the league. Despite losing the Buffalo Bills, they remain at number 2 with no change. And your number 1 team in the power rankings remain the Kansas City Chiefs. Last week's number 1, Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. They stay there by beating the number 3 team, the Cleveland Browns. Last week, the rooting guide was 5-5, but here's the thing. It was one of the most successful rooting guides we've had in a long time because the losses that we've had, like the Jets, we picked the Jets in the rooting guide, some teams like that. We picked the Houston and Jacksonville game. That game really didn't matter either. Those are the ones that we lost in the rooting guide, but the ones that the rooting guide picked, well, the Bills, the Browns, the Ravens, the Patriots, and the Titans all went down. That's a very successful rooting guide. Who is the rooting guide targeting this week? And what do they know? Well, here we go. Cincinnati Bengals at Chicago Bears. You know, it's easy to go ahead and cheer against the Bungles of the Queen City. We know that every single week we try to do that. We know we want them to lose, but funny thing about the rooting guide, you know, I told you about rooting guide roles. Well, a lot of times you're rooting for the Bengals to win because they're playing the Browns. They're playing a team like the Baltimore Ravens, and they're playing other AFC teams that might be a threat, but it feels grimy. You got to do it for Steelers' sake. But it's a no-brainer this week after Cincinnati beat Minnesota in week 1 for a tie in the AFC North with the Steelers. Think about this. A young team with firepower can't get too much confidence. And they might. They might start feeling themselves and might make it very difficult for a lot of teams. It's going to be very interesting next week when the Cincinnati Bengals travel to Heinz Field and take on the Steelers. We know what the rooting guide is going to say that week. There's no rooting guide for Steelers games, so you already know. The only problem is, though, in this game, Chicago comes in, and after being bludgeoned on Sunday Night Football, they've got a quarterback controversy already. They just do not seem like a good football team right now. So getting help from a club from the Windy City, well, just might not happen. Who to root for? The Chicago Bears, anyways. Houston Texans at Cleveland Browns. Sure, Houston won last week, but don't really get too excited. They're going to challenge for the number 1 draft pick. Throw in the fact that the hated Cleveland Browns lost due to a few late gaffes in that Kansas City game. Their Scottish punter Jamie Gillen. Wow, he blew that too. It was just the whole team fell apart at the end after going up big against Kansas City. But here's the problem. You still have a potential for an explosion of points from the home team Browns this week as they take on a team that we're not expecting much out of, and that is the Houston Texans. So that would really suck for Steelers fans. That would suck for rooting guide's sake. We all need as many losses out of Cleveland to feel more comfortable. The rooting guide does say to keep trying. So rooting guide says, go Texans! The Los Angeles Rams at Indianapolis Colts. I said last week on the rooting guide that I wasn't quite sure about the Indianapolis Colts. They've got a good defense, but just don't know what you're going to get with Carson Wentz and that Indianapolis offense. Now, Seattle got off the ground very early against Frank Reich's Colts, and they absolutely never looked back. This week, they face another high-powered team from the NFC West in the Los Angeles Rams. Wow, Indy could be running away from a boulder and get into an 0-2 hole early in the season with a loss here. That was an Indiana Jones reference. If you didn't notice, I had to do it. Sorry, I am a nerd. Look, it benefits the AFC and the Steelers when it comes to playoff seeding. Should the Steelers be eligible? So you need the Colts to lose again. Who to root for? The Los Angeles Rams. Denver Broncos at Jacksonville Jaguars. The Broncos got a win last week to start their season at 1-0, and they are another team with a good defense and an unproven offensive unit. However, they kind of seem to have found their footing with Teddy Bridgewater and Melvin Gordon leading the way. Here's another team that I don't think you want to mess with. You don't want to see a boost in confidence with the Denver Broncos. Now, Jacksonville, with Urban Meyer there, Trevor Lawrence, they still seem like a mess. And I don't see them really being too much of a factor this season. But if you've got to root for a team in this game, it's got to be Jayville. It's got to be Duval. So here we go. Rooting guide says, who to root for? Jacksonville Jaguars. Roar. Buffalo Bills at Miami Dolphins. This is not a hard one. But it could be a hard one, because the rooting guide is definitely funny. You have an 0-1 team, and you've got a 1-0 team. So you would think that both teams being AFC teams, you would want the 1-0 team to lose. But you can't this week, because at the risk of seeing the Dolphins going to 2-0 and being competition in a playoff placement, you still need to root for them here. Just like the Browns, the Bills are hella good. They lost last week. It's not going to sit well. They're going to win a lot of games this season despite falling in the opener. They need to lose more. Plus, seeing sad Bills Mafia faces is definitely a good time and a goal of mine. I abhor those lunatics after having to deal with them in Heinz Field just 2 years ago. Man, they made the Esca loser look really, really like a Sunday stroll. Those guys could not wait to get out of there. Man, Buffalo Bills, boo. Who to root for in this game? Of course, it's got to be the Miami Dolphins. New England Patriots at New York Jets. Well, this game really is not much of consequence to the Pittsburgh Steelers and for Steelers' sake. But it's always nice to see the Patriots lose. They lost last week by 1 point. Yes, woo! If they can do it early and often, that's awesome. So the rooting guide is simple this week. It says, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Dallas Cowboys at Los Angeles Chargers. Wow. The fake America's team. You need some help from them. I know you do not like rooting for the Dallas Cowboys, but I really think that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to be a force in the AFC very, very soon. They beat the Washington football team, the Washington football. They just beat a football. They beat the WFT last week, and you know what? I really think with Justin Herbert, with those receivers, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, you've got Austin Eckler, you've got an offensive line that is coming together and a defense that still needs help, but they've got a guy named Bosa. When he's healthy, they could be studs. Don't forget about good old Derwin James there. I like what's happening in the City of Angels here, but for postseason and Steelers' sake, you gotta go with the fake America's team here. So I know you hate to do it, but who to root for? Rooting Guide absolutely says this week, Dallas Cowboys. Ooh, gosh, that feels dirty, doesn't it? The Tennessee Titans at Seattle Seahawks. Now, one of the biggest surprises last week was watching the Tennessee Titans fall at home to Arizona. This was supposed to be the year that they put it all together, reached the Super Bowl. You know, Ryan Tannehill, Julio Jones is there. Now, Mike Vrabel's ripping on Julio Jones. You've got Brown, who has always seemed to be a little bit banged up. And you have got the amazing running back there in Derrick Henry. This was all going to happen. Then Seattle came in. Boom. Their offense is going to be just as tough as the Arizona Cardinals last week. An 0-2 hole for the men from Music City would be very nice for everybody else. So be the 12th man. That's what they call the fans in Seattle. So congratulations. This week, you're rooting for the Sea Chickens. Kansas City Chiefs at Baltimore Ravens. This is your Sunday night football game. And you know, I hate rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't like rooting for Tyreek Hill. Boo, I hate doing it. I hate rooting for Andy Reid. That makes me feel really weird inside too. Mostly because he screwed me in fantasy football over the years by resting everybody like week 16, and also screwed the Steelers in 2013 by resting everybody once again, ushering them out of the playoffs where they could have done some serious damage after starting the season 0-4. But I digress. The Chiefs are playing the Ravens. The Ravens need to remain winless, so it actually becomes quite easy to root for the two-time AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Like Paul Rudd, that's a consolation. Paul Rudd's cool. He's a KC fan. He's kind of a Steeler fan, too. I guess he double dips. KC will be on the opposite end of the rooting guide a lot going forward. I know that. But for now, it's got to be easy to do, so you got to do it. Rooting guide says who to root for this week, the Kansas City Chiefs. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. This is Behind the Steel Curtain. Make sure that you check out all of our audio podcasts, whether they're on YouTube or whether you check them out on any of our podcast platforms where you download your very favorite. I hope BTSC has everything that you have to offer. I believe it does. And if that's one of your favorites, make sure you check out all of these great shows. We have two or three new ones dropping every single day, 25 to 26 every single week. It's fresh, it's new, it's Behind the Steel Curtain. For the Rooting Guide, once again, I'm Bad, and I ask you to grab that terrible towel and start rooting.
Oh, how it rips me, but love makes me live for tomorrow.